My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Lacey needs pants and a gift card. So listen and enjoy.
I go, well, that new picture's not very modest. And she goes, don't you like it? I go, I do, but I'm confused how her supermodel got stuck in a lumber company in Nigeria.
Happens every day. Leave her alone. Happens every day.
It does to fake Davin. Fake Davin gets more like desperate tang than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, one day you're walking on a runway, the next day you're walking on a log flume. It happens all the time.
Sure. Life is full of tragedy. That's why you say happy Monday. You're happy to be there. Right.
Well, Joe, when you were a lumberjack, you were surrounded by supermodels up in the trees, weren't you?
That's how I met Cindy Crawford.
I knew it.
Yeah, but Joe being the dick goes, what's with the mole?
Moly, 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 moly.
You heard the story. All right.
So her answer to that is such is life. I go, what do you mean? She goes, good seems to stay far from me. I go, you seem to have an army of admirers, you know, because all these guys are like, you know, fucking falling in love with her pictures on Instagram.
Sure.
Right.
She goes, where? I go, online, and I'm sure in Nigeria, women with your physical attributes are not exactly common in Lagos.
I would think not.
She goes, I can't say since I don't really go anywhere here. Really? I think you can. I go, I'm sure the men make their admiration known. She goes, then I was correcting spelling errors. She goes, I don't know because they don't come out straight to me. I go, those people.
She has a gay bunch of guys around her then?
I don't know. I go, those pictures were professionally shot. Clearly you've had the eye of admirers for some time. I did notice in one of the pictures you suffered the same fate I did a few weeks ago, a loss of pants.
She knows where hers are, though.
This is a long one. She goes, I'm facing some apps upgrade on my device in which I can't see some messages until I'm done upgrading it. I know you'd be wondering why I don't text you all the time or stay on Instagram for a long time, and I know you've been seeing me online, but unfortunately, I haven't been getting all the texts. I just had to ask a friend to lend me a device to text you. Well, that's nice. You say you don't have friends. I was thinking if you could kindly help me get an Amazon gift from any store around you, because I just got a notification just now that all my apps would be shut down by tomorrow. What type of Nazi phone is this?
I have never, ever got a notification that an app was being shut down. Have any of you?
Well, to be fair, Joe, we've never worked in a lumber company in Nigeria, so...
I know, but when I worked at the lumber company in Maine, I never had, well, there were no cell phones then anyway. So.
No.
apps weren't invented yet, they were 20 years away. I guess, yeah.
She goes, no, but of course not. It's ridiculous. I was thinking if you could kindly help me get an Amazon gift from any store around you, because I just got a notification just now that all my apps will be shut down by tomorrow if I didn't upgrade it, and you know I wouldn't like to lose connections with you. I needed $88 to upgrade the apps, but kindly get me an Amazon gift card, if $100, so I could use the remaining to download music and video game so I can watch whenever I'm bored. Thinking about you, honey, I'll be glad if you can get me the card. Thanks. Card? No. Commas, absolutely. I'm going to buy this bitch some punctuation.
Wow. Not only does she want the card, can you throw me another $20 and we'll listen to some tunes? Stupid. Holy shit.
I go, how'd you get more time on your phone? Because remember, she had no more time to talk to me?
Yes.
She goes, don't get much time like that. I go, what about the timber company? She goes, all I do is supervise the amount of materials that are being used and those that are coming in until the project is over. Then I could come back home. That's what she says.
Okay, and they don't pay you in the meantime?
Well, actually, Pip, it's funny you should say that. And I go, don't they pay you?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.